wanted to have a cycle again of 24 weeks. That every 24 weeks the cycle starts over again. But these 24 weeks is a set Kahanim. They know the first week, these Kahanim go through the Avodah. The second week, another set of Kahanim go up. The third week, till after 24, then you start the cycle over again. So right now, at the beginning, all you had was just four Mishpachas going up. So the Nevi'im divided up these four Mishpachas to make them into six each one, to have 24. And the Gemara says, the Mizbolulam, that they put the names into a Geirul, the Nosna Mekalfi, they put the names into a piece of paper, and they put into a hat, like into a Kalfi, into a box, and they picked out. Now, boy, Yadya came out first, the Notal Chelkoi, the Chelek Chaber Shesh. Yadya, he's the first one, Mishpacha, do the Avodah, and with him they made a cycle of 6 weeks. Six Mishmarim went to the Bnei Yadya. Bo Chorim, the second one to come out of the Gerber was Chorim. The Notal Chelkoi, the Chelek Chaber Shesh, he was second to do, whereas the seventh week he went up, and the next 6 weeks from him, his Mishpacha, they were kind of coming up to do the Avodah. The same thing then, Pashcha came up, and he had 6 weeks, six cycles, 6 weeks of Mishmorim. Then the Mishpach Eimer came up the last one, and from his Mishpach they made a cycle of 6 weeks. This is the Tanai the Nevi'im made between them. Sha'afilu Yayodav, Rosh Mishmoris. Even though by the first place of Migdash, Yayodav, he was the Rosh, he was the head of the Mishmorim. He really, if he would have went up from Goyla into Eretz Yisrael, he would have been the first one. But he did not go up. So even though later on, if Yoyodah would come up, Oyla is La Yidcha Yadya Mimkoimai. Now in the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, we don't push away Yadya anymore. Vibalt Yadya came up right away to the Beis Mikdash Hasheni, and he was Zeicha to be for the first Mishmer, he always remains to be the first one now. El Yadya Iker, Yadya becomes the Iker Mishpach, the Iker or Mishmer, Yayodav Tofaloi, and Luyitsu Yayodav will come up later, he'll be secondary to him. Because even though Yayodav in the first place of Migdish was first, but since he did not come up when Ezra told him to come up, he lost his Kedima. Rashi Bo Yadya. As he the Chen Hisnu, Shafilu Yayorev, Shay the Migdish Rishon, Rishon Lemishmaris, even though by the base of Migdish Rishon, he was the first. Later on, and when he comes up to the base of Migdash, La Yitcha Yadya, Hoyelum Etchila La Yola Yayara, Elakol Mishmaris Hanasis Miyadya Kedemis, Li Avoidli La Yara. That Yadya came up first, therefore he asked Zeicha to do the Avoidah first. The Yayara Vo of the Yoybid Achrayim, and they would do secondly, the Mokhe Mishmar Acher, Vishisha the Yadya Oysim Oysoy, Hey, Shalahabis Mishmaris. Just from the six of Yadya, you make it only into five, and let Yoyorov do the Avodah also. But it would be the end of that six cycle, the first six cycles. First 6 weeks. So, kids, so that's how you have the Mishmar, 24 weeks of different Kahanim having to go up to the Beis Hamikdash to do the Avodah. That was the first Takana. And connected that, later they made a Takana of Mamodos. But they also have a cycle of 24 weeks of Mamodos. We said it's a big machlekes exactly what the mamodis means. Whether just the Yisraelim should be up there standing mishas the korban, or the Yukanim and Leviim also have to be there, part of the maimed. Right, the Yisrael shaboisa mishmar mischansin biareim v'korim b'maisa breshes. That's what our Mishnah said. Whereas this is like the third part of the mamodis. Again, one part of the mamodis were part of them lived near Yishlayim, went up to the Beis Hamikdash. So the Shastah brought the korban atomin. There was a shluchim, a chelik of Yisraelim there. The Shastah brought the korban. That was one mamodis. Another mamodis we had before was they went to Yerichai to give panosah to the people for the mishpachas that the husbands went up to the Beis Hamikdash. And the third part of the mamodis is now that the people living outside Yishlayim, some were mitzchansin v'yareim, they gathered together in their cities. The korban b'maisa breishis. They made a tainis. They davened to Hashem. Hashem should accept the Kabbonis, and they learned the Torah every day from Maisa Breshis. But the Marminohan Emili, how do we know that such an Indian, they have to read the Torah of Maisa Breshis, start reading from Breshis until Sheni, all these 6 days of their Mishmah? Omer Rav Yaakov Baracha, Omer Rav Asi, that il mole mamodis, if not for the mamodis, which means the Indian of the Kabbonis, Rashi says, Omer Rav Asi, lefi shil mole mamodis, that means iske Kabbonis, the Indian of ringing Kabbonis, שישכורל אויסן, הן הן כלים, הן 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 היו כלים בחותן. If not for the Kabonas, they would have been killed out with whatever they did. ומאשויין כלים שמיים ורץ, הוים דם בסחוסם אימס קיימים. And why did the world still stay up? Because of the schus of the Kabonis. The Gemara says, El mole mamodis, and not for the mamodis, that means the Indian of the Kabonis, lo yiskayim l'shumayim v'orits. The world wouldn't have been in existence. Shenem ben apostik says, Hashem told Avram, v'yayimra Hashem olokim, v'yayimra Hashem olokim, Avram yesta kodesh baruch hu, v'ma eida ki yirushenu, how would I know that Klaisu will be zoich later to Yash and Eretz Yisrael, to be going to Eretz Yisrael? And what does the apostik mean to say? So this Mandiyam Adash is like this, that not that Avraham Avinu had tzveikis, had doubts, if Hashem would really be Mekayim his promise to give him Eretz Yisrael. Havad Avraham Avinu knew that Hashem would give them Eretz Yisrael. But his kasha was like this, Omer Avraham, Ribbono Shel Olam, Shem LeYisrael Chaitim Lefonecha, and Ata Oysa Lehem Kedor HaMabel Kedor HaFlogam. Avraham Avinu was afraid, true they'll get Eretz Yisrael. But maybe even after they get Eretz Yisrael, they'll do Averis in Eretz Yisrael, and Hashem will get angry at them, and want to destroy them like it did to the Mabul. I.e. promise not to bring the Mabul good, not the Mabul Mamish, but he'll try and destroy them. He'll spread them out all over the world. So Avraham Avinu was afraid, maybe Klai Yisrael won't be Zoicha to stay in Eretz Yisrael. So he asked Hashem, how are they going to be able to stay in Eretz Yisrael? Omalei, laugh, Sakrash Baruch Hu, into the back, no, I'm not going to do it. Is Omalafonav, so Avram said, Ribbono Shel Olam, Hoydieni b'mari rishenu. Tell me, how will we be zoicha to stay in Eretz Yisrael? You tell me you're not going to destroy them, like for what purpose? What chus is Klai Yisrael going to have that you're not going to destroy them? Omalei Sakrash Baruch Hu went back and said, K'choli egla mishaleshes, like bring me an eagle, a calf, the third one born, v'yez mishaleshes, a goat, the third one born, and in other words, bring kabonis. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that the schus to kavonos, Klai Yisrael will stay in Eretz Yisrael. Is Omer Lefonav, so Avram Avinu said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Teinach Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim. This is all very good. Kol Zman they have the Beis HaMikdash, it's Kayim, you can bring the kavonos. Kol Zman they have the kavonos, very good. Aber Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim Ma Te'aleim, but Bizman after the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash, there's not going to be the kavonos anymore. So what schus is Klai Yisrael going to have to stay alive? Avram was afraid they'll do Averis then, they'll be finished, Hashem will kill them then. So what's chus, are they going to stay alive even after the Beis HaMikdash? Or Maloi, Kvatikanti Lehem Seder Kabonis. I made a Seder of reading the Psukim of Kabonis. That means, Bizman Shekurim Behen, Lefonai, Bishman, like Bizman Azer even, when we say the Pashis of Kabonis, is Mala Nialayem Kilo Ekrivim Lefonai. It's as if right now also, Bizman Azer, we can bring Kabonis. By saying the pashis of kabonis, it is as if we brought kabonis. Vani moichul hem akol avonesayim. Ha moichul them and all their averus. So that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered back to Avraham Avinu. This is like one man the yama. And not that Avraham Avinu had doubts if Hashem would really give them Eretz Yisrael. But the kasha was, with what schus would they stay? The teretz was, with schus hakabonis.
Alright, turn over.
Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbon, Anshei Mishmar Hoye Mispalin Al Korban Achayim. She is Kabla Brotin. The Anshei, it's also a big shaila how you girls exactly here. The Churat shouldn't be the Anshei Mishmar. Poshet Mishmar always means that's the Kahanim that are there in the Beis HaMikdash doing the Avodah. So Churat, the Anshei Mishmar was the Kahanim doing the Avodah. So it shouldn't say Loshen of Anshei Mishmar. So the Shal on the Girsa, the Groh, some change around the Girsa. And it should be Anshei Maimid. That the Anshei Maimid, those are the Yisraelim that were there in the Beis HaMikdash, or else the people that were Meschansim, that gathered together in their cities, B'Shas the Maimid, Hoye Mespalin HaKorban HaChayim. She is Kabla Brotzen. So this Pshat sounds also very Shvel, a lot of different Girsa and different Shotamil. But this Pshat to be Mashm, even the Anshei Maimid could be those in Yerushalayim also. The Yisraelim that were there, B'shas the Kahanim are bringing the Kabonis, that the Yisraelim were there also Maimid, watching over the Korban, at that time they were also davening to Hashem, it could be. They also davened to Hashem that Al Korban Achayim Shis Kablu, that they should Mekablu the Kabonis that I brought now, the Korban Sibur, should be Mekuyim. Shrashlan Zanshe Mishmer Mispalim Al Korban Achayim, Temidim Shemachol Yoyim.
So Rashi has the gist of the way we have it. The Yanshe Mishma, they davened also that the Korban should be Mekubal. The Yanshe Maimid, Mitzchansen Lebeit HaKnesses. So this for sure means not the people that are in Yerushalayim by the Beis Hamikdash, but the other people that did not go up to the Yerushalayim, rather gather together in their cities, they made like a tainus. The Yanshe Maimid, Mitzchansen Lebeit HaKnesses. They gathered together that week. There was also a Seder of 24 weeks. There was a Seder 24 Mamadis, and every week another Mishpach, another Seder Yisraelim, used to gather together and make a Tainus. The Yoishvi and Dalatanias. And they used to, that week was that week to be a Maimid. They used to fast 4 days of that week. The Sheni B'Shabbos, B'Shlishi, Monday, Tuesday, Revi, Wednesday, the Chemish, and Thursday. Now, B'Sheni, what did they fast for on Sheni? What was their Ketfilah? Our Yordei Hayom. The people traveling over the Yam, they're dangerous. Nothing should happen to them. That was the Ikka Bakosha of the Tainus of Yom Sheni. The Bakosha was the whole Chia Yom, nothing should happen to them. Shrashi, the Chsir Basheni, Hirikiya Vasech HaMayim. The Zorch La'askul Ratzai Saladover. Since the Mayim was created then on Yom Sheni, we have to talk about the people that go Yordi Yam. Pashlishi, what are they daven for Vika on the third day? Alochim et Boris. The people that travel over the Midbar. So Rashi says, the Chsiv, because in the third day it says, V'seiruah ha-yabosha. That's the day that Hashem created the Yabosha, the dry land. Teiruya liyovsha le-lichoy, that Ishusomela would daven to Hashem, that the dry land should be usable. Shlo yizoykum v'nei chayis rois. That the dry land, even the Midbar, should be usable, the people who go through it, and they shouldn't be eaten up by the chayis rois. Berevi al-asachra. On the fourth day, the Ika Tfilah is that the croup, the sickness shouldn't come and kill people. Rashi says, Sheboy Nitlu Amoris. That was the day when the Moris, the sun and the moon, was put into orbit. Olsiv Ve'i Moris Me'eris Tziv. Now, sometimes Klolas come out of the moon and the sky, sun. So, therefore, Asachra comes in the world, Yom Revi, it's a Klolam. So, he used to daven that the Asachra shouldn't affect us. Type of a choking sickness. But Asachra Shletitla Altinoikis. It should not fall upon the young children. The Chamishi, what was Ika Mispalim, what they davened for on the fifth day? Al Ubrois and Manikois. On pregnant ladies and nursing ladies, everything should be okay. Trashi, the Chsivbe, Yishritsu, Amayim, Sheritz, Nefesh Chaya. A cold part of the first Nefesh Chaya was created on Yom Chamishi, even though the men was first Yom Shishi, but since it was a Nefesh Chaya, they davened for the Ubrois and the Manikois. Ubrois means Shalayapilu. A pregnant lady should not be Mapple. And Manikois, she Noikuas Penayim. And the nursing lady should be able to nurse the babies. Everything should be all right. Now, the only fasted from Monday to Thursday. The Mer says of every Shabbos on Friday, Lehoyim Isani. Even though it was their Maimi, like their Mishmer, they didn't fast on Friday. But if they covered a Shabbos, it's not covered for Shabbos to come into Shabbos when you're hungry, when you're Muna. So therefore, you're not supposed to fast on Friday. And Kalvachayim of the Shabbos Atzmoy. For sure and for sure that you don't fast on Shabbos. Shabbos is Zman Menucha, Menaksim, Menan Zman Oinig, you don't fast on Shabbos. What about B'yechud B'Shabbos Matay Meloi? How come on Sunday, they didn't fast on Sunday? So it's a machlokes. Omer Reb Yechanan Mifnei HaNoitzrim. It's of course to the Christians. Noitzrim always means the Avodah Zarah of the Christians. Because they had their Yontif on Sunday. So Drash Mifnei HaNoitzrim, She'oisim Oisa Yontif Shlem. Sunday is the Yontif that the Christians make. So Melo, the Yidin, the Goyim will get angry. If the Goyim will see that the Yidin are fasting on their Yom Tov, they'll think you're making fun of our Yom Tov, and you're making it into a fast day, and they'll come to make service for us, so that the Goyim shouldn't make problems for the Jews, we don't have to fast on Sunday. Rabbi Shmuel ben Achmeni Yoma, Mevnei Shu Shlishi Yitzira, another Svara. Sunday is the third day when Adam Rishon was born. Adam was born on Friday, so Friday, Shabbos, Sunday is the third day. The third day is a special Indian, Rashi says, Shlishli Yitzira, the Yodam Nivru B'Yom Shishi. Ovechol Yom Shlishi have a cholish. A third day you're always weak. Kedesiv Ehibiyam Ashlishi B'Yesim Kaivim. Tristan, just like you say after Bris Mila, the third day you're the weakest, so what then when a kid is born, Vaistais, the third day is the shred is the hardest day. We're not so healthy that day yet. So therefore you don't fast on Sunday. Even though the mice, we're old, the people are ready, we're more than 3 days old, but mice say, since it was Kavua, the Sunday is a day that we're cholish. It's a weak day for us, some minion. Resh Lakish Shomar Bifnei Neshama Yisera. It's like Rashi said in the Mishnah. In other words, since on Shabbos we have Neshama Yisera and it goes away on Sunday, so Sunday we're feeling bad enough that we lost Neshama Yisera. It can't make us feel like we're terrible to fast. It'll be too much. We'll be too fainting. The Yomer Resh Lakish Neshama Yisera Nitno Boy Biodam Biara Shabbos. A person gets Neshama Yisera into Santa Nero Shabbos. Not Ner Shabbos, Poshit, you get it by Kabbalah Shabbos. When you Mekabal Shabbos, that's when you get in the Shom and Yisera. Some say when we say Baruch Hu, when you say Baruch Hu Friday night, Bashash, you say Baruch Hu, you have in Kavona, you Mekabal upon yourself now, the Neshom and Yisera. To sound, here the Gemara says a Lashon Deru Shabbos. It comes not much on Eru Shabbos. Yeah. Weiter. And by my soy Shabbos, Neutle Neusim Emenu. And my soy Shabbos, right after Shabbos, they take it away from you. Shenemar the pasuk says Shavas vayinofash. That means kibush Shavas. Once you like God finished resting of Shabbos, veyov the nefesh. You have to say vayinofash. Oy vey, the neshama yisera is leaving us. The Rashi explains neshama yisera. Rashi says shenoit lemeisim imenu ve'avicholus. Since they take away the Neshama Yisera from us on Mitzvah Shabbos, like on Sunday, we're weak on Sunday. Therefore, since we're weak because we lost the Neshama Yisera, you can't ask us to fast. It's not healthy to fast on Sunday. Then Rashi says, Neshama Yisera means, Shemachivan Daitoy Leachilu Shtiyah. Sound the famous Rashi. The Neshama Yisera means, you give you a Chorvah Sadas, a wider, broader mind, that what? That you can eat more and drink more on Shabbos. No, as I get this, people fill themselves up more on Shabbos. Eat more chol, eat more on Shabbos. The Chorot HaKasha, was that, that's the Nisham Yisera. The Nisham Yisera Pasha means as Kedusha. You get an extra amount of Kedusha on Shabbos. And here Rashi says the extra amount of Kedusha is that you have a bigger chol, you have a bigger glaze of as, wine, more bromfin, more shtia. So Kis Mepharshim wanted to say that, I think the Mir even says it, that the Pshat is, the Yisera of Shabbos is Mekadesh the Gashmis. And really, even the gashmis we have, the food and shtiyah, is also kaddish. I think Morris says it's like a korban. When you eat it, it's mechazik, it makes your body healthy, and with your body you can do mitzvahs, so it also has kedusha to it. That's the yisoid of Shabbos. Shabbos has the kayas to be mechadish to gashmis. Like on Shabbos, you do no malach, it's kaddish, but you have a lot of gashmis on Shabbos. Because Shabbos has so much kedusha, it's even mechadish to gashmis we have. Therefore, Hashem gave us in the Shom Yisera means you have this extra power to have more Gashmish on Shabbos because Shabbos could be Mekadosh the Gashmish also. So all the Achil and the Shtiyah on Shabbos should be the Kedusha and Shabbos could do that. Right, the Kivin Sheshavas, Shenach v'Shomer Shabbos, once you rested and watch Shabbos, lay off the Nefesh. V'Nefesh Dervish Metukvin V'Nefesh. Like, oh, V'Nefesh and the Shomer left. So since the Neshama goes away right after Shabbos, you're weak then, it's not a time to start fasting. Right, so it says these 6 days now of the Anshei Maimid, they used to lay in the Torah every single day. And it says, B'yayma Rishon, they read B'rishon, V'hibra Kiyya. Tona, B'reshis B'shnayim. The first Pasha of B'reshis was only 5 sukkim, was divided between 2 aliyahs. And Yehira Kiyya B'yechad. Yehira Kiyya, that was the 3rd aliyah. So Gemara says, B'shnayim Yehira Kiyya B'yechad, T'loss of Psukki Hevi. It's only 3 sukkim. And mainly can't give more than 1 aliyah, so you hear a kiyah, those 3 psukim, one person got the 3rd person got the aliyah. Ela bereshis b'shnayim, how could you say the first pasha bereshis? Till yay nechon. You divide up into 2 aliyahs, my taima. Hey psukim heaven. There are only 5 psukim there. Well, tonight we learned the Gemara Megillah, that hakorah b'tera, al yifchas megimah psukim. If somebody gets an aliyah, you can't get less than 3 psukim. You have to at least read 3 psukim, you have to at least read. So, Bazoi, how could you read less than 3 psukim? You only have 5 psukim. How could you divide up the 5 psukim into 3? How could you divide up? Empty Gemara. Rava Madilut. Rava Madilut. Rav says you skip. Skip means Rashi Rava Madilut. Harishan Kurishli Shlesha Psukim. True. The first person that gets the Leliyah, you read Bereshis, the next 2 Psukim. You read 3 Psukim. The Asheni, the one that gets Sheni, Maska B'Posik Shasayim B'Yarishin. You go back to that last 3rd Posik, so the one that gets Sheni reads the 3rd Posik, the 4th Posik, and the 5th Posik. That's how you have 3 Psukim for each one of them. The Ashnayim Imoy, Hareish Leisha. Hamishumei Mishayim Bapasha Pachas Mishleish Pesukim Lekim Mishum Dloyesha. Ah, you're not supposed to leave over less than three Pesukim. You can't help it. So therefore, this is the way to do it. That's Rav Zeitza. Derlik. Shmuel Amar Pesik. Shmuel says no. Divide the third Pesik in half. Rashi Pesik. Masik Apostik Lishnayim. Rishin Kairish Shnei Pesukim Bechatzi.
The third Pesik divided in half. The one that gets Kayin, the one that gets the first Aliyah, reads Bereshis, the second Pesik, and half of the third Pesik. And the one that gets Levi reads the end of the half of the third Pesik, the fourth and the fifth Pesik. That's how each one has a shame, he got three Pesukim. But it says half of a Pesik is like a whole Pesik. That's the Machlokes, what should you do? Should you skip backwards, like read the third Pesik over twice, or divide the third Pesik in half? So where it says, Rav Diyama Derlik, Round that says the third pasuk, you read it twice. My time loyama pasuk. Why does he say like Shmuel divide the third pasuk in half? The first one gets the first half, and the second one the second half. Kesaver he holds the klal is called psuka de lepaske Moshe. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu did not divide are non lepaskin and lei. We're not allowed to divide a pasuk in half. We can't say half of a pasuk. If the chumash has one pasuk, we have to always read the whole pasuk. We can't divide the pasuk in half. Yeah, that's the kashmo. We say kiddush to shalom. How do we start saying kiddush? Yom Hashishi, l'churu Yom Hashishi is the middle of a pasuk. That's why some people talk to them and say, "Here, why you like Yom Hashishi?" And so we start at the beginning of the pasuk to shalom. There are teirim there where you let it do it. But I call upon him a frat when learning that some less say it's only didn't lead reading the Torah. By reading the Torah, you can't divide the Torah in half. If Moshe Rabbeinu was not mastic, the Pesik, we can't be mastic it. Shmuel Amar Pesik. But the Shmuel says no Pesik. The Shmuel does no from this cloud. Shmuel holds, or could be Shmuel holds, that Lechatchila you're not supposed to do it. But if you have no Brera here, you're allowed to do it. Shmuel Amar Pesik. For the Gemara, me paskin, is it true that we divide the pasuk in half? This third pasuk after Bereishis, the first one gets the first two and a half, and the second one, the second half, and the last two. I've Omer Rav Chanina, Kora Tzar Godel Hoyeloi, Eitzer Rav Chanina Godel, Vloi Hirta Loi Livsoik El Tinoike Shabes Rabin. It was a big Tzar had a given Aliyah, and he was not matter them to divide the pasuk in half. Only by Tinoike Shabes Rabin he allowed them to read half of a pasuk. Since they were doing it to teach the kids, when you're doing it to teach the kids, then you could divide a pasuk in half and just teach them half a pasuk at a time. So Rashi says, "V'chanina kara, shayabal makra, v'yadaya v'girsa boki v'taimi, tzar god lahavit tarachti v'chazati yalov, shiyatu livsoik, hefsek v'shnayim, I want a lot of time to find the heta to lane half a pasuk, when I'm teaching the kids how to lane, they can't lane the whole pasuk in one shot. So I want to teach them half a pasuk at a time. So if finally I got a heter to teach the kids, because that's the way you teach them. Without that, you're not allowed to be mastic. So it's a kasha and Shmuel. How could Shmuel say you're allowed to be mastic? So Gemara says, Shmuel, hosam time am I mishum de layefsher. Hachinami layefsher. In other words, Shmuel says, why were they matter for the Tinoikis to read half of a pasuk to the Tinoikis? Because the Tinoik can't learn any other way. The only way the kid can learn is if you teach him half a pasuk at a time. He can't take a whole pasuk. So you see, when there's no way out, you're allowed to divide the pasuk in half. So Shmuel says here also, since Lamaisa, the first Pasha Bereishis, you have to give two aliyahs, and each one has to have at least more than two psukim, at least two and a half psukim. So I have no way out. Here it's mutter to be mafsik. The third pasuk we divide in half. Have other shmuls made them in astam, you don't divide a pasuk in half. But here you have no brera, so Shmuel says you're allowed to divide the third pasuk in half, and the first one gets two and a half, and Levi gets two and a half psukim. Tomorrow, Shmuel lama pasuk. My time liyama delik. But why doesn't he owe the Sfar of Derlik better? Why does Shmuel say like it's a Yesha? I have no way out. That's the way you're allowed to read half a Pesuk. Why doesn't he say Razdeitza better? Let the Koyin get three Pesukim, and then Levi, you start the last Pesuk over again. And the Gemara, Gzerim Mishum HaNechnosim, or Gzerim Mishum HaYotzim. We're afraid of the people that are coming in and the people that are leaving. So Drashi,
But in Sheni Deila Gumaskil Apostle Shisayim Barishan, but the Yodim Anachnos, new people have come in, Shleshomu Kriya Sarishan, Swurim Laimish Lakara Rishan, Elishne Tsukim.
The people that are coming in now, when they see Levi, they see Levi getting Aliyah, and they see where is the Bakara starting to read from the third Pasuk. So they're going to think, where did Kain read? Kain only got an Aliyah by two Tsukim. So people are going to think, well, I didn't give an Aliyah to two Tsukim. So Mishum this Gzera, there's no way to be doing. You can't like read the three Tsukim first, and then Chazarova do the third Pasuk a second time. Because when people see you read the third Pasuk, they're going to think that the Kain only got two Tsukim. And it was in Fakir. People that see you read the first one, three psukim, they're going to think they're going to leave now, and they're going to think Levi only has two psukim to read, so they're going to think you're given Aliyah for two psukim. So Mishumnis Gzeira, Shmuel says, that's not an Eitzah to read the Pasuk over again. So the Eitzah better is to give 2.5 psukim to one, and 2.5 psukim to another one. Neitzve, Parsha Shalshisha Psukim. If you have a Parsha that has six psukim in it, Kurin Neitzah Mishnayim, you're allowed to read it in two aliyahs. The Shalchamisha, you have a parsha of five psukim, biyachid, one person gets the aliyah. The Amarishan Kari Gimel, let's say the first one, Kari, read the three psukim, is Hasheni Kari Shnayim mi parsha zu, the Echad mi parsha cheres, one from the next parsha. The Yeshayim, some say Gimel, you have to read three from the new parsha. The Fishayim Maschilim a parsha, Pachas Mishleshe psukim. You can't start a new parsha unless you read three psukim in a new parsha. So lemandi yama doylig lidluk. Kritzakash, in such a case, when you only have five psukim, why do we say you have to like start the next parsha? Why don't Rav say doylig? Give the first one aliyah and three psukim, and then the second one start a pasuk before and let him read three psukim. Like what do you have to start the next parsha for? Why can't you be doylig? Well, lemandi yama pasuk lifsik. And Shmuel that says divide this third pasuk in half and make 2.5 or 2.5 psukim. Why here we only have five psukim? You have to go into the next pasha. Why can't you divide it up? So Gemara says Shani Hosam Yisle Ravcha. That's not a kasha. Havadi, if you have a long pasha to read, and it's a question.